Here's Wade Reth, here with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. In a first-of-its-kind study of industrial fishing, scientists found that large-scale commercial fishing covers more than 55% of the oceans, with the world's fishing fleet traveling more than 285 million miles annually. China, Spain, Taiwan, Japan, and South Korea were responsible for 85% of high-seas fishing. Ships are obeying no-fishing zones and times, although they hover at the edges of marine protected areas. According to the International Organization for Migration, by 2050, as many as 200 million climate refugees will seek dry land to call home. In 2017, the Mexican state of Michoacan exported more than 1.7 billion pounds of Hass avocados to the U.S., helping them surpass bananas as America's most valuable fruit import. Reports are finding that bail bonds are keeping the poorest rather than the most dangerous defendants in jail. Operations of bail are failing in regulatory gap between criminal courts and insurance departments, which are supposed to regulate them but seldom impose sanctions. It is also unclear whether consumer protection laws apply despite the predatory nature of some of the penalties and fees. For people born in the 5 years from 1980 to 1984, the marriage rate for upper-income students who attended Ivy League institutions was 14 percentage points higher than the rate for lower-income students. The Marine Corps is the only service that requested a waiver to not integrate women into combat positions after it was required by the Defense Department in 2016. The Pentagon rejected the request, but statistics suggest the Corps has dragged its feet. Only 11 female Marines have made it into the infantry, and only one has made it through the Marine Infantry Officer course. The census obscures the question of race and ethnicity for Hispanics and Arab Americans. Use of financial conditions for bail has not always been as widespread as it is currently. In 1990, only 24% of those released from jail before trial were required to pay. The number had soared to almost 50% by 2009. In some areas, it's higher. In New Orleans in 2015, the Vera Institute found that 63% of misdemeanor defendants and 87% of felony defendants had to pay to be released before trial. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin. It presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathkins. Bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMF.
This program is produced by the Arkansas Broadcasting Foundation, KABF-FM in Little Rock, Arkansas, and is distributed through Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM, serving the needs and interests of low and moderate income Americans.